This is an audio orientation for your AIL 80-102 course, Policies, Procedures, and Processes to Manage. I think of this as the episode you listen to first, the one that tells you what the next 7 weeks actually demand of you, where the marks live, and what you have to hand in to collect them. No readings to summarize here, just the shape of the course laid out so nothing sneaks up on you. Start with the calendar. This is a 7-week course. It opens on Monday, June 22nd, 2026, and the final week wraps on Sunday, August 9th. Every week runs Monday through Sunday, and almost every deliverable is due at the end of its week, at 11:55 p.m. Eastern on the Sunday. There is one big exception, and it matters, so hold on to it. The final team project due in week 7 is not due on the Sunday. It is due on Friday, August 7th at 11:55 p.m. Eastern, 2 days earlier than your reflex will tell you. Mark it now. Your instructor is Ali Abbas Hiaji. The live sessions, the V-classes, run on Thursday evenings at 8:15 p.m. Eastern and last about 90 minutes. The dates are June 25th, July 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th, then August 6th. 7 Thursdays, 1 per week. Now the spine of the course, the textbook. It is Prediction Machines, The Simple Economics of Artificial Intelligence, the updated and expanded edition by Ajay Agrawal, Joshua Ganz, and Avi Goldfarb. The whole argument of that book is a single, clarifying idea, that what we call artificial intelligence is, at its economic heart, a drop in the cost of prediction. When something gets cheap, you use more of it, you use it in places you never used it before, and you change the value of everything around it. Each week pairs a chapter from that book with the week's governance theme, and in this podcast you will find a separate episode for every chapter, so you can go as deep as you like. Here is how the 7 weeks map out. Week 1 is AI Frameworks in North America, paired with Chapter 1. Week 2 is Global AI Principles and Stakeholders, with Chapter 2. Week 3 turns to Algorithms, Ethics, and Bias, paired with Chapter 8, plus an outside reading from CIFAR called A Culture of Ethical. AI Week 4 is Security Frameworks and Secure AI DevOps, with Chapter 6 and the NIST AI Risk Management Framework. Week 5 is Responsible AI, paired with Chapter 9 and The Story of Tay, Microsoft's chatbot that went off the rails. Week 6 is Privacy by Design, with Chapter 12 and the instructor's own slides. And Week 7 closes on AI infrastructure costs, audits, and zero trust, pairing Chapters 20 and 21 with more on privacy by design. Notice the arc. It starts with frameworks and principles, moves through ethics and security, and lands on the operational nuts and bolts of running AI responsibly. That is the through line of the whole course, policy, and process, not just the technology. Now the part you actually care about, where the grade comes from. There are three kinds of graded work, and they add up to 100%. First, the individual logs. There are 5 of them, due in weeks 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. Each one is worth 7%, so together they are 35% of your final grade. They are short, 350 to 500 words each, which is roughly a page. Do not blow these off. 5 small things at 7% apiece quietly add up to more than a third of the course, and the easiest marks to lose are the ones you forgot were due. Second, the individual project report, due in week 4. This one is worth 32.5% on its own, so it is the single heaviest piece of individual work in the course. It runs 1,500 to 2,000 words. And here is the important constraint. You do not get to pick any topic you like. You choose one case study from a fixed list of 8. The 8 are mortgage qualification, a computer vision identity model, an automated triage attendant, forecasting buying behavior, processing insurance claims, market basket analysis, fraud detection, and customer experience. Pick one of those 8 and build your report around it. Because it is due in week 4 and it is heavy, the smart move is to choose your case early, ideally in the first week or two, so it is not a scramble. Third, the team project, the report and the presentation together, due in week 7. This is also worth 32.5%, and the report is again 1,500 to 2,000 words. Unlike the individual project, the team project is free choice in one specific sense. Your team picks one AI principles framework to evaluate. That could be the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, the OECD AI Principles, Canada's Directive on Automated Decision-Making, the EU AI Act, or another recognized framework. Your team forms during week 5 in the course's coffee shop or news forum, So by the time you hit week 5, you want to be ready to find teammates and lock in a framework. And remember, this is the deliverable with the Friday deadline, August 7th, not Sunday. There are 2 more things you have to submit that carry no marks, but are still required. A team charter in week 5, which is the organizational document where your team agrees on how you will work together, and a course evaluation in week 7. Neither is graded, but both are mandatory, so treat them as boxes you must tick, not optional extras. A few rules that apply across everything. The late policy has teeth. You lose 10% per day, and after 72 hours late, you get 0. 3 days, and the mark is gone entirely, so a log you forgot is not something you can quietly hand in the following weekend. On formatting, the default expectation, carried over from the Sibling Eye course, is a PIA 7th edition, 1-inch margins, double-spaced, 12-point times New Roman, unless the instructor says otherwise. And then the rule that matters most for a course like this one, the AI use policy. Using AI tools is permitted. You are allowed to use them. But there are 3 conditions, and they are not negotiable. Every use must be cited, so you are honest about where the machine helped. Every reference the AI generates must be independently verified, because these tools invent citations that look perfect and do not exist, and handing in a fabricated source is a fast way to lose credibility and marks. And the final work has to remain your own, genuinely original, not a copy-paste of whatever the model produced. The irony is not lost on anyone. This is a course about governing AI, and the first place you practice that governance is on your own homework. A word on how to actually pace this, because a 7-week course moves fast, and the weekly rhythm is unforgiving if you let it slide. Each week pairs one prediction machine's chapter with a governance theme, and in 3 of the weeks, an outside reading, and most weeks also ask for a short individual log. So the workable cadence is simple. Early in the week, listen to or read that week's chapter and any extra reading, sit in on the Thursday evening V-class while the ideas are fresh, and then write the log before the Sunday deadline rather than after dinner on Sunday night. The logs are short by design, so the failure mode is never that they are hard, it is that they are easy to forget. 2 structural things deserve a flag on your calendar right now. The individual project lands in week 4 and is worth almost a third of your grade, so pick your case study from the list of 8 in week 1 or 2 and let it simmer, rather than starting cold in week 4. And the team forms in week 5, which means weeks 5 through 7 carry a double load. Your own logs plus the team's framework choice, report, and presentation, all converging on that Friday, August 7th deadline. If you front-load the reading in the lighter early weeks, you buy yourself room when the back half gets crowded. So that is the lay of the land. 7 weeks, 1 prediction machine textbook running underneath, 5 small logs worth 35%, 2 big projects worth 65% between them, a fixed menu of 8 cases for the one you do alone, and a framework of your team's choosing for the one you do together. Keep one eye on those Sunday deadlines and a brighter flag on the Friday one in week 7. That is everything you need to start week 1 already ahead. Good luck, and enjoy the rest of the episodes.